In the name of Allah, may peace and blessings be upon the Messenger of Allah and upon his family and followers to the Day of Resurrection to proceed. Hadith number 16 in the 40 of Imam An-Nawawi on the authority of Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, that a man came to the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, and said, counsel me. And the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said, do not become angry. And then the man repeated several times, counsel me, counsel me. And to which the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, replied, do not get angry. Reported by Imam al-Bukhari. In this hadith, we see that the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, he was asked by someone to give counsel. And this is advice. And this type of advice is a type of advice that someone seeks from someone that they respect in an important matter. And who better to ask than the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him. So we already see one of the benefits of this hadith is that we should ask those people who should be asked for their advice about matters of our faith and about matters of our worldly affairs. So the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, gave him the advice, do not become angry. And the base advice that Allah gives in the Quran to people. Indeed, we gave the advice or the counsel to those people who took the book before you and you to fear Allah. This is the base advice that the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, gave the people. But in this hadith, we see that he didn't do that. And that was because he knew something about this man that indicated that he was a person who got angry very, very quickly. So for this reason, the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said, do not get angry. And the point of this, it isn't not to get angry at all. Because to get angry is from the nature of the human being. And there is a type of anger that leads to positivity. But the intent behind this is, behind the counsel of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, was to control yourself, to be able to control yourself while you're being angry so that you do not show or you do not do anything to indicate that anger. Because the anger, it's like a heat that comes from the shaitan. That comes from the devil, who throws something in the heart of the sons and daughters of Adam and gets them very upset to the point where they do things that they wouldn't usually do or they say things that they wouldn't usually say. And then afterwards, it may be the case that they sincerely regret what they did and they would do something to turn it back. They'd do anything to turn it back, but they cannot because it's too late. So for this reason, the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, gave this man this advice. And one of the benefits of this hadith is that it's befitting for the teachers and those people who give religious verdicts and those people who give advice to consider carefully the condition of the person asking for that advice or asking for that ruling and give them a response that's suitable. And Allah knows best, and peace and blessings be upon the Prophet and his family and companions.